So when you think back to those early days in Stowe, what are your key memories of life in the town and what it was like to be growing up in Stowe?
Well, in spite of the economic situation at that time, which didn't affect my family as much as it did a lot of families, maybe largely looking back, at sort of a time of innocence and isolation. I don't think we were deliriously happy, but we were not sad and depressed. We were just sort of, well, this was life, and it was okay. Looking back, I think it was just a marvelous place to grow up. But at that time, it was a little bit of a hard scrabble, and we pretty hard to appreciate what we had compared to what a lot of areas were experiencing. We kept busy. We had a decent school. You could learn as much as you wanted to, the threats were largely to our way of life for most of that time were quite distant. That is, we were aware vaguely of what was going on in Europe and Germany. I can recall walking along the street by the gas station and hearing one of Hitler's broadcasts on the radio, not understanding it, of course, but got this sense of foreboding. But that was really not a source of anxiety for us in that place at that time. Actually, I think failed to appreciate what the threats were, in spite of Churchill's warnings.
But you felt like the war itself didn't seem like it was a part of your everyday awareness?
Well, it began to be with the draft and registration for the draft. Started college in 1939, before we were involved really to any direct extent, and when Roosevelt was still assuring the country that the American boys wouldn't be sent to the fight in European wars, so that it was off there, but didn't involve us directly at that time until I remember our contemporary civilization professor in Ed Middlebury in the 1940s was just predicting that France would fall, and that seemed inconceivable to me at that time. But life went on pretty much here. Of course, with Roosevelt and his programs and the Civilian Conservation Corps, which was quite active here with the cutting of the trails in the mountain, put a lot of people to work at that time. That seemed to be a very positive course.